美东时间5月31号星期一，北京时间6月1号星期二，欢迎收看美国观察，我是许湘云，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。首先来关注今天的新闻头条。5月31号星期一是美国一年一度的阵亡将士纪念日。美国总统拜登上午在临近华盛顿特区的阿灵顿国家公墓发表了讲话。他首先对阵亡将士的家人们表达了慰问。
Hundreds of graves are here from recent conflicts. Hundreds of patriots gave their all. Each of them leaving behind a family who live with their pain and their absence every single day.I want to assure each of those families, we will never forget what you gave to our country. We will never fail to honor your sacrifice.
拜登在讲话中提醒公众，保护民主并不仅是将士们的责任，每一个普通人都应该参与。
Democracy is more than a form of government. It's a way of being.It's a way of seeing the world. Democracy means the rule of the people. The rule of the people. Not the rule of monarchs. Not the rule of the moneyed. Not the rule of the mighty. Literally, the rule of the people. The lives of billions from antiquity to our own hour.Have been shaped by the battle between aspirations of the many and the greed of the few, between people's right to self-determination and the self-seeking of the dictator, between dreams of democracy and appetites for autocracy, which we're seeing around the world. Our troops have fought this battle on fields around the world, but also the battle of our time.And the mission falls to each of us, each and every day. Democracy itself is in peril, here at home and around the world. What we do now, how we honor the memory of the fallen, will determine whether or not democracy will long endure.
拜登总统最后鼓励每一个美国人用共情心相互对待，他认为这将能为民主提供能量。
Folks, you all know it. Democracy thrives when the infrastructure of democracy is strong. When people have the right to vote freely and fairly and conveniently. When a free and independent press pursues the truth, founded on facts, not propaganda.When the rule of law applies equally and fairly to every citizen, regardless of where they come from, what they look like, wherever Americans are, there is democracy. Churches and synagogues and mosques, neighborhoods and coffee shops and diners, bleachers at kids' baseball or soccer games, libraries and parks. Democracy begins and grows in the open heart.And the impetus to come together for a common cause. For empathy is the fuel of democracy. Let me say that again. Empathy is the fuel of democracy.
在今年5月31号的阵亡将士纪念日前夕，美国总统拜登在特拉华州纽卡斯尔市附近的退伍军人纪念公园发表讲话。他以美军统帅的身份谈到爱护军人和家属，谈到自由的来之不易，并坚称面对中俄领导人时，明确指出要捍卫人权。
First Memorial Day as Commander-in-Chief, I want to reaffirm my long-standing belief. We may have many obligations as a nation, but we only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way with all they need, care for them and their families when they return home, and when they don't. Each generation of Americans receives a precious gift of liberty, and we work to share it with more people, to make our country more open, more free, more fair, to bring us closer, closer to making our American creed a reality for all Americans. I had a long conversation, 2 hours recently, with President Xi, making it clear to him that we could do nothing but speak out for human rights around the world, because that's who we are. I'll be meeting with President Putin in a couple weeks in Geneva, making it clear that we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights.
美国将派部队前往台湾，协助训练台湾国军的特战部队。随着中国对台湾的军事威胁与压力逐渐增大，美国与台湾之间的军事交流与合作也在日益升温。主管特战和低烈度冲突的美国助理国防部长贝提明仁·克里斯托弗·迈尔上星期在美国参议院的听证会上公开表示了美军的上述动向。 台湾媒体星期一引述台湾国防部的消息来源说，美军的安全合作旅以及美国陆军特种部队和海军海豹突击队已经在台协助训练国军，而美国海军陆战队特种作战司令部今年也首度派人前往台湾开展专家交流。另外一方面，在六四天安门事件32周年即将到来之际， 天安门母亲发表祭文悼念在解放军枪口下倒下的学生和市民。祭文说，遇难者亲属、家庭经历了人世间最为痛苦的悲情，从此心中再无欢乐。该祭文敦促中国共产党在建党100周年之际勇敢拨乱反正，为屠城事件承担责任。天安门母亲希望在有生之年看到法律上的公平正义。 32周年的祭文说，岁月流逝，但我们的信念与坚守永不改变。签名的有122名亲属，另外62名已经离世。1989年6月3日深夜至6月4日清晨，中共政权派军镇压天安门广场的学生和民众，导致数百甚至数千人死亡。在另外一方面，星期天， 澳大利亚总理莫里森赴新西兰与阿德恩总理举行峰会。会后，两人同台见媒体时，阿德恩说，在对华贸易与中国人权问题上，新西兰与澳大利亚的立场是一致的。莫里森抵达昆士兰几个小时之前，新西兰宣布将加入澳大利亚的行列，在世界贸易组织针对中国对澳大利亚大麦实施高额关税提出申诉。 近两年来，中国政府采取分化瓦解的策略，强化与新西兰的经贸关系，包括在今年将两国的自由贸易协定升级。莫里森在星期一的联合记者会上说，分化瓦解澳大利亚与新西兰盟友关系的企图不会得逞。两位领导人在联合声明中对香港的发展和新疆的人权状况表达严重的关注。 1921年5月31号，俄克拉荷马州的塔尔萨发生种族暴乱，当地的白人暴徒洗劫了有着“黑人华尔街”之称的富裕社区格林伍德，导致有估计数十至数百名黑人居民死亡。在这场史称“塔尔萨种族屠杀”的事件迎来100周年之际，当地的非裔社区组织了集会，纪念那一个世纪之前的悲剧。
situation. A massacre took place here, and we are using right now today, we are using the law.
Not to even think about that, not to even do nothing. I mean, you know, hush, hush. We had to hush up, and we never talked about it.
They have to remember when they're coming to visit that the survivors never received any type of reparations. They never received any type of benefit, and they never really asked for anything. But I think it needs to be acknowledged that we have to do better in what we're doing far as supporting a group of people. And we still have much lack in North Tulsa. So I hope when they come to visit that they just don't stop at the corner block of Greenwood and Archer, but they begin to move further north and begin to patronize Black African-American businesses in North Tulsa.
截至5月25号为止，已经有 50% 的美国成年人完全完成了新冠疫苗的接种。对许多完成接种的美国人来说，生活质量已经朝恢复常态的目标逐步改善当中。但根据民调显示，依然有大约 25% 的美国成年人拒绝接种疫苗。美国之音就疫苗接种后的现况随机访问了美国的民众，来听听他们的看法。
It's been a while. I feel a slight relief, but I still wear my mask. But I'm able to see family and feel more comfortable in doing so.
I'm a healthy 23-year-old male, and I have literally no reason to get it for a virus that has no chance of affecting me in any serious capacity.
I guess in terms of symptoms, I felt like I had a little bit of a fever immediately after, but that resolved in a few hours. And then I've felt a lot safer going out and doing things with people.
Oh, incredibly, incredibly more comfortable. Now I'm able to have a more quality of life and not be so worried about kind of the consequences of, you know, stepping outside and doing kind of normal things. Of course, I still wear the mask. But yeah, no, I think it's definitely a higher quality of life.
I feel like for me it's better because I'm vaccinated, but I still am like cautious around like other people and everything.
I think generally, you know, I do feel, more risk-free about, you know, going out and doing certain things or going to the store, going out to eat and those types of things. And so, it's been a nice, it's helped me feel more protected and safe going out.
I think there's a lot of leading experts that are all over social media today that are saying that this is a safe vaccine, that this wasn't fast-paced or anything like that, and just to get vaccinated to help others.
I guess at the end of the day, it's their choice. I think it's a little redundant and a little bit into the, like, overboard as far as the precautions you need to take. But everybody's allowed to do what they want, I suppose.
I hope that it doesn't go back too quickly because there are so many people who still aren't vaccinated, and I would hate to have more people get sick again.
Really stress that you're able to be a part of a solution instead of a problem. So I think it's very important, and it's exciting what the future holds, because I think there will be a decrease here in the future.
I think everybody should get vaccinated. I think it's the right thing to do, but everybody has their own, you know, point of view and opinion on what they do with their body. So I just know I wanted to get vaccinated.
These vaccines have to go through to, you know, provide credibility and validity to what they can do. And so I think, you know, to the extent that we can, keep businesses going and allowing them to operate and also kind of ensure the health and safety of others around the country as well. I think, you know, obviously we would think vaccination is a good idea.
One thing that hasn't been emphasized enough about getting vaccinated is, like, the sense of, like, doing what's good for your country and, like, kind of viewing it as something that you're doing for those around you and for the good of the United States. And I wish that there was more of that shared spirit of, like, we're in this together, shared sacrifice.
目前全美宠物兽医正在应对空前的宠物热潮。因为疫情封锁而被困在家的人们，在过去一年来，有1260万个家庭收养了新的宠物。而在家工作的人们有更多时间和宠物在一起，更多发现他们身上一般不太容易发现的毛病。不少兽医近来都感觉到不堪重负。来看报道。
I know that number-wise, we've seen about a 10% increase since the pandemic has started in patient numbers.
The one thing that I love about having her during the pandemic is it, being at home, it's really, and working from home, it's really nice to get up, you know, 4 or 5 times during the day and take her for a 15-minute walk. And I think that's been the best part.
We definitely have seen clients that have brought their pets in because they are at home and able to notice behavioral changes in their pets that they may not have noticed had they not been home. We are more than happy to be busy and be able to do our jobs on that scale, but it is overwhelming at times because we do truly need more veterinarians and there is a major demand for additional doctors.
新冠疫情爆发后，纽约全城实行防疫封锁措施，只要在室内，各种服务项目一律关闭。不过，一位理发师在困境中发现了新的生意，他带着剃刀和椅子到中央公园为人们理发，这项服务立即受到欢迎。人们说，这位理发师在保证安全的条件下满足了人们的需求。
As the demand is there, I'll definitely supply. You know, it's a new attraction to the park now, you know, and I think people really like that, you know. roughly people donate what they would normally give to the barbershop, you know. So your average, you know, donation would be anywhere from $20 to $30, you know. And some people that don't have to give, they give what they can.
This is fantastic. I came by here last week, and I walked by and I saw somebody else getting a haircut. I said two things. This is what a great idea, because first of all, with COVID, it's outside, right? And here it is in this beautiful park by the lake. How can you go wrong?
Great job. Everything is like this.
The truth, it's really good. I mean, this is terrific. You know, you did a great job.
是亚太裔传统月，拜登总统签署法案打击亚太裔仇恨犯罪。来自香港移民家庭的欧小瑜从小就关注亚裔美国人受到的不公待遇，如今他已经成为了佐治亚州立法会第一位亚裔参议员，他为越来越多的亚裔开始在种族议题上发声感到兴奋。同时担任着议员、医生和母亲三个角色，欧小瑜认为能够尽可能的广泛运用自己的能力是他的职责。
欧小瑜是佐治亚州参议院的第一位亚裔成员，而他所工作的地点正是今年三月发生按摩店枪击案的亚特兰大市。在与美国之音的专访中，欧小瑜表示，多年来针对亚裔的种族歧视正是酿成这场悲剧的原因。
So anyway, so I found out about the shootings that evening, and it's you know, it's very shocking, obviously.But I have to say that a lot of us were not surprised.
Not surprised?
Not surprised, because of exactly the issue that we talked about, that these were problems that had been escalating over the past year. And even within the last year, those, it's still not a new problem. This is just a new chapter in an old story, because many of us who are Asian and live in America are aware that there has been, for decades, centuries even, this sort of under-the-radar, low-grade,type of racism and discrimination towards Asian Americans.
十三年前，为了工作机会，她和丈夫搬到了南方的佐治亚州。她一开始很担心自己的孩子在这里会找不到同伴。
Right in New York, I grew up in Manhattan. Is a very diverse city to live in. Where I went to school in high school, I think at that time it was more than 20% Asian American at my school. So I was very accustomed to having very easy access to.API colleagues. I lived in a city with a Chinatown, so I felt very connected to my background. And I was worried when I moved to Georgia that I wouldn't have that. And more importantly, I was worried that my kids wouldn't have that. Because I've certainly had experiences in my life, mostly when I was younger and I went to a different school, of being the only Asian kid in the class.
欧小瑜回忆说，在上学时，她曾深深体会过被异样眼光看待的感觉。
The food, they would make fun of my name.These very things to write off as, oh, it's just, it's benign, fun. Or you even try to be like, it is weird, you know. But I think when it starts so early and you've never not known that, it's hard to even see it for what it is until you get a little bit older. You know, people making fun of what our language sounds like, if they heard me talking to my parents. All sorts of things. Making fun of your features, that's a real classic one. Right? Even as a kid, and it's just like, oh, I guess this is what kids do.I guess this is normal, but I didn't see them doing it to other people. You realize it when you're older, the insidiousness of that type of, you know, indoctrinated racism.
在搬到亚特兰大郊区后不久，他惊喜地发现这里已经有一个正在茁壮成长的亚裔社区。
So when I moved to Georgia, I was worried that there maybe wouldn't be that many Asian people, or they would feel singled out or alone. in their experience. What I have found, however, is that Georgia is actually, in many ways, even more diverse than where I grew up in Manhattan. And that sounds unbelievable to say that, because we always think of New York as so diverse. But just to give you an example, we moved to our current neighborhood almost 7 years ago. And as I noted to you before, our area, which is Johns Creek, Duluth, the suburbs just northeast of Atlanta, our population is 24 to 25% AAPI, right? So my kids definitely do not feel like the only Asian kids there. They feel very connected with their Asian culture.
欧小鱼的父母是来自香港的移民。他说小时候父母不会公开地讨论种族问题，而是更多地把注意力放在勤奋工作上。
I don't want to overgeneralize, but a lot of times in Asian families and immigrant families, there is this focus on wanting to not make waves and to not to say assimilate, but to focus on working hard and not creating too much trouble. So while we would talk about it in our homes, we didn't necessarily go out and talk about it in public because we didn't want to, you know, stir up feelings. We just wanted to sort of do what we came here to do, work hard, do well in school, that kind of thing.
在去年的大选中，欧小鱼成为了佐治亚州的第一位亚裔参议员。他说，这体现了当地的亚裔社区渴望被代表。When
a community elects the first Asian American woman to serve in the Georgia State Senate, the reason is because I'm not that special. I'm not like some magic person, but it's because the community is hungry for representation that represents who they are. Right, and has their background and understands their issues. So if it wasn't me, it really could have been someone else, and that's the point is that someone with my background from my community is at that table and able to have these conversations in a way that's different than if I didn't grow up in an immigrant household or wasn't Chinese American, right? Like, I bring that perspective. And that's why they elected me.
除了在州立法会工作，欧小鱼也是亚特兰大一家医院的麻醉医师。他说，能够在多个领域做出贡献是他的责任。While
we're in session, I actually am not. I took a leave from the hospital because it's actually going to be impossible for me to be on call and do all those things and be here because I can't be in two places at the same time. But the second session finishes, I'll go back to the hospital and do that. And I miss it. I'm glad I get to go back because I do miss taking care of patients. But it's nice to have a skill set that you can apply in a lot of different ways, because I don't want to just be a doctor taking care of patients at the hospital. And I don't say that derisively, because there are many people who do that way better than me, and that's the perfect thing for them. But I do feel a responsibility to use the skills I have as broadly as I can. So I think this is a good way to use it that not everyone can do or frankly wants to do. So I think if you are able to do it and you don't mind doing it, then it's almost like your responsibility to apply all the education you have and the time you have to something useful that people need.
对于佐治亚州当地亚裔社区的未来，他感到非常的乐观。I
think the Asian population is growing, the voter share is growing, and frankly, we have more Asian American legislators serving at the state legislature than we ever have before, and I only expect that to grow also. So we're going to grow it from all sides and make sure that our voices are heard from now on.
感谢您收看今天的《美国观察》，我们明天见。